First came the book, Brace for Impact. Surviving the Crash of the Industrial World. Then came the website, The Daily Impact, chronicling the crash of the industrial world. And now, The Daily Impact, the podcast. A conference in London this past weekend on climate and health concluded that the alarming speed of the depletion of natural resources around the world, now being accelerated by climate change, poses an immediate, growing, and grave threat to health and security everywhere. The medical, academic, and military experts predicted imminent increases in hunger, conflict, social unrest, and species extinction worldwide. The conference, whose sponsorship is remarkably unclear in stories by the AP, Reuters, and the BBC, was called to consider the impact of climate change on public health, and heard a number of alarming statements from authoritative sources. Among them, climate change will progressively weaken the Earth's life support mechanism, said Tony McMichael, professor of population health at the Australian National University. Health is not just collateral damage on the side. The risk is central and represents a denouement of all the other effects of climate change. Rear Admiral Neil Morissette, climate and energy security envoy for the United Kingdom's Ministry of Defense, cited a report from the International Institute for Strategic Studies warning that climate change will increase the risks of resource shortages, mass migration, and civil conflict, and will shift the tipping point at which conflict occurs. He said that conflict in the world's poorest areas, which will be hardest hit by food scarcity and climate change, could make it more difficult and expensive to obtain goods on which countries such as Britain rely. The price of energy will go up, he said. For us, it's the price of petrol at the pumps, and goods made in Southeast Asia, a lot of which we import. The problem of overconsumption in high-income countries has produced an ecological and financial debt, said Ian Roberts, professor at the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine. The biggest risk to human health is from the rise in fossil fuel use, causing cardiovascular disease, stroke, and cancer. Europe will also be at risk from heat waves, floods, and more infectious diseases as pests shift to northern latitudes, said Sari Kovats, lead author of the Europe chapter for the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. The fact is, there is more evidence that diseases are moving north, she said. Alejandro Litovsky, founder of the Earth Security Initiative, said that even without increasing effect of conflict, prices of essential goods are bound to rise. From the year 2000 onwards, he said, we have been seeing commodity prices climb, and this is not likely to stop. It is primarily driven by resource scarcity, and the trends suggest that depletion of these natural resources is unlikely to be reversed in the near future without drastic interventions. He also said that degradation of natural resources such as forests and fresh water was removing much of the resilience that societies formerly enjoyed. Without urgent action, carbon emissions could rise to levels that should cause major alarm, said Chris Rapley, professor of climate science at University College London. Wait a minute. Let's look at that last one again. What did he say? Without urgent action? The conference called on the governments of the world to do things, such as stop building coal-fired power plants, that as everyone at the conference and everyone covering the conference well knows, no government is going to do. Moreover, as everyone involved knows, even if all the recommended actions were magically taken today, climate change would grind on for centuries before any mitigating effect became visible. Why do the scientists who know this and the journalists who should know this not say so. Then he said carbon emissions could rise. Actually, that's what he was quoted as saying by the BBC, but that's not in effect what he said. He said that carbon concentrations in the atmosphere have already increased to catastrophic levels, and that, quote, at the rate we're going, carbon emissions will continue to accelerate. How does that translate into could rise? And then the conclusion should cause major alarm. Indeed, the next time I have to tell someone their house is on fire and their life is in danger, I'm going to put it just that way. Without urgent action, sir, your body temperature could soon reach levels that might cause major alarm. For more current news about the ongoing crash of the industrial world, read The Daily Impact on the web at www.dailyimpact.net. You can also find out more about or even buy the book Brace for Impact there or at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis reminding you, brace for impact.